Welcome to the official catch-up. Today I've got Scott McKenzie, also known as Murph, coach for Pennycook Athleticon. How are you doing, Murph?
Not bad, Chris, yourself?
Yeah, doing good, mate. Getting a few of these done, as we've said, obviously. But how are you coping through all this?
It's definitely different, mate. I'm operations manager for Open Reach, mate. So I'm obviously still working, so it's quite the norm now during the week with me. It's just the weekends, obviously, which I'm sure most of your listeners will be climbing the walls at the weekends, on Saturdays especially.
Yeah, in terms of your coaching at Pennycook, have you been talking to the management and the boys? Have you still been in contact with them?
We're still in touch, regularly chat almost every day. We've got a good relationship, sorry, off the park and on the park, if you like. We're good friends off the park, so we keep in touch quite regularly.
Brilliant, man. That's always good to hear, because I know some teams are, you know, just trying to get through the day separately and that, but I always think it's important to sort of keep in contact with people through the WhatsApp groups and have a bit of banter, have a bit of a laugh, especially in this sort of situation.
Oh, definitely, mate, definitely. Well, you've got to have a sort of sense of humour, eh? And to be fair, the boys at Pennycook certainly have got that, usually at my expense, to be fair.
And in terms of your coaching, Scott, obviously you've been at, well, you went to Pennycook, but you've been at Gala. I think you were at Hawick as well, am I right in saying that? Is that where you started your coaching career?
Started off at Hawick, aye. So finished sort of playing at Hawick Royal Albert. My belly was getting a bit top heavy, mate, and my knees were starting to go. So it was actually Dean Shanks that came in, and he asked me to help him out alongside him and Dean Robertson. So we took it over. We done really well at Hoyt. With the players that we had, you know, we got quite far in the Scottish Cup. We got beat Berwick Rangers, and then done relatively well in the league. And then obviously we left there. We went to Gala. Done all right at Gala. Not too bad. I mean, it didn't really work out with me with other work commitments and stuff like that. So I had to leave a little bit prematurely. But I mean, it's still a decent club. And then I ended up at Pennycook, and obviously I'm a Pennycook man, so I was absolutely delighted to end up there.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we've said it obviously over the course of doing this, but I think like say yourself and Dean done a fantastic job at Gala. I was a wee bit shocked. Obviously, I've spoke to Neil Hastings since then, and I'm hoping to speak to Dean. I know he's still busy at the moment, so I'm hoping to get him on obviously and hear his side of that. But like Gala, I thought he's done a fantastic job with Gala last season.
Yeah, I mean, we built a really strong team, I think. To be fair, I was as shocked as anybody is, and Dean will probably tell you the same, that we were a bit shocked to how it ended. But, I mean, to be fair, the people doing it at Gala are great, and the clubs, you know, it's going to go places. But, it was just a bit sad on how it ended.
Yeah, and obviously, as I touched on, I'll hopefully speak to Dean, and I did obviously message you. Dean never asked me to obviously do anything, but I've always got on with Dean and the likes of yourself, so I was asking around for him, because I know he was wanting to get back into coaching after East Kilbride, and little did I know that he actually had, you know, he had a few offers and whatnot, so it's great. Hopefully I'll see Dean back next season.
I'm sure you will. Dean's he's a great coach and a great lad, and I'm in contact regularly with Dean as well. Really good friends off the park, but I don't know if he's got anything set up yet, but I'm sure he'll not be long away for the game.
Yeah, definitely. And in terms of yourself, Scott, how did it, you know, obviously you were playing, but how did it sort of get from playing to coaching? Was it something you were always interested in doing?
Not really, to be honest with you. Not really. As I said, I was 31, 32, just sort of finishing up down at Hoyt, and the manager at the time left and Dean came in, and I was obviously struggling with my knees, and as I said, I was getting a bit top heavy, and he just took me aside, and I think it's because obviously I had a good relationship with the players and stuff like that, you know, and he took me aside after a game one day, and he says, "Look, do you want to help out with the coaching?" And I'd never thought about it, but I thought, I'll give it a go. And it's been on for there, and I love it. To be fair, I absolutely love it.
Yeah, and obviously, even before then, your relationship at Hoik, you guys actually done fantastic. Obviously, got to the Lowland League and the Scottish Cup, as you mentioned. And obviously, we've seen similar successes with the likes of Gala and obviously Pennycook this season. Is that the sort of stuff that you want to be involved in? Obviously, the Scottish Cup runs and sometimes potentially shocks.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the day at Berwick Rangers when we were at Hoik was, I mean, nobody would have predicted that. We didn't predict it. But, I mean, you've always got that little bit of fire in the belly when you travel down the bus and stuff like that. But I mean, we had no right to go down there and win, to be fair. You know what I mean? But that's just football for you. It's the Scottish Cup. You know what I mean? That's why we love it. And we've had a couple of, I mean, this season, Stenhouse Muir, you know, we didn't have any right to win that, you know, but we were clinical on the day, we were great today, and that's what the Cup's about, eh? It's brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great to see the likes of, especially East of Scotland teams and the Lowland League teams do so well. It's becoming less and less of a shock that they're actually doing well in the Scottish Cup.
No, you're right. I mean, the teams in the Lowland League and the East of Scotland, the leagues are definitely improving, and some of the teams in the leagues they've got some cracking players, and you're right, there's going to be less shocks as the years go by because the teams are that good.
Yeah, agreed, mate. And obviously the big news or the latest news is obviously that Kelty were the title was champions. Obviously it's the season's kind of, it's just been declared similar to the Highland League. Has there been any talk about what's going to happen with East of Scotland?
I think there's going to be meetings for what I've heard, but it's not official, obviously. But I think there's going to be meetings in the near future, so we'll just need to wait and see what comes of that. Obviously, I want to congratulate Kelty and obviously commiserations to Bonnerigg, who's obviously just down the road from me. I know Robbie, the manager, pretty well, and it's unfortunate for them, but I mean, it's a hard one for anybody, really, isn't it, to sort of work out. But congratulations to Barry and Kelty, and obviously worked with wee Sean McCurdy at Gala, so obviously I want to congratulate him at that. But it's as you say, mate, it's a strange one.
Yeah, I was a wee bit gutted for Bonnerigg because they were still in with a chance to win it, but I think it puts a lot of pressure on the SPFL now that the Highland League and the Lowland League have basically declared their champions. Maybe they were kind of trying to push the SPFL into making a decision.
Well, yeah, that's right, mate. And God knows what's going on with the SPFL there. Nah, it's very strange, and I'll know what to comment.
I usually do ask people, but I know that there's a lot of different opinions about it, mate. And, it's a funny one, like, but hopefully it all gets sorted. And I would love to see, I think it's been talked about, but obviously the Lowland League might be getting expanded depending on what happens with Kelty in terms of maybe Bowness or Hillabee for that. So it'd be great to see, you know, the sort of top teams getting a chance at the Lowland League.
Oh, definitely. I'm sure Bowness or Hillabee or whatever will be sitting on the edge of their seat now, but I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but if that's what's to happen, fair play to Bowness because they've got themselves in that position, you know what I mean? Get a bit gutted that we're not going to be there, but that's the way it goes. We'll try and get up next year.
Yeah, are you looking forward to, it's one thing I always sort of ask, but obviously the West of Scotland, are you looking forward to possibly playing these teams from a Pennycook point of view?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think I've ever been involved with, I've been involved with a junior cup tie with Pennycook in my first season there with like Kilburnie and that, and it was definitely a good day involved in. You know, there's big crowds up through the West, and myself personally, I like to be involved in games like that, you know what I mean? So it'll be good.
About yourself, Scott, are you hoping to stay at Pennycook next season? Has anything been agreed for yourself?
Aye. I'll be there as long as I'm wanted, mate.
Brilliant. And obviously, we've got to give a wee shout out to the Royal Pennycook Bar.
Some bar.
I've never been, but I'm sure I'll try and get there next season.
Oh, yeah, you'll need to get there one night, mate. It's it's different, put it that way. But it's the guys are brilliant, and I mean the football team's doing really well as well on a Sunday. So if you ever get down on a Sunday, mate, and go and watch someone and have a wee pint afterwards.
Yeah, I've not. It's one of the places I don't think I've ever been. Then to Pennycook, I think I spoke to Grinchy about it, but I don't remember anyway. It's maybe I have like a few years ago, but I definitely need to get to the cookie. Like,
trust me, you would have remembered that, mate. See, obviously, say to yourself that you're doing a great job, mate, and keep it going. It's good. They're a good listen, and I've obviously been. I heard like the Louis Barr, who I worked with Pennycook, heard him the other day there, and. It's just good to hear old faces and stuff like that sometimes, eh? So, yeah. Keep up the good work, mate.
Cheers, Martha. I appreciate it. And we'll wait and see, obviously, what happens with Easter Scotland and stuff. But stay safe, mate, and all the best. And hopefully, come next season, the football will be back and I'll get down to Pennycook.
Aye, make sure you do, pal. Cheers, Chris.